The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo. He's the big man with a horn.
That's me. That's Jim Meskimen. That's George Washington. You know, so we put on the Jim Meskimen as George Washington in the Geico commercial. I love a good performance. I love a little nuanced performance. And so I watch it again and again. And then we went on Fox News with Neil on Saturday on Neil's news show. And Neil, God, he goes, what a great booking that was. And I'm so proud of myself. I love that when I find a little nuance, and then I watch a commercial again. And just the nods of his head, he did such a brilliant job with that. And then, so we came in, and what Al just played, Jim sent us some audio, doing some Joe Piscopo radio show audio as the George Washington character. So thank you, Mr. Meskimen, a true talent along the lines of Robin Williams. Just the nuance of that commercial. And, by the way, as we go through the Academy Awards, and then we have the Grammys, and then we have every award show possible, and then we watch the athletes making their award shows. They forget about the commercials. It is harder to do in 30 seconds to get a message across, to make it interesting, to get the product sold. And I'm prejudiced because that's the way I came into the business, doing commercials. I came off of the comedy clubs, and the first thing I did was I was cast in a million commercials, and I joined Screen Actors Guild, and I made a great living doing it, and then still doing the middle of the commercials after that. In 30 seconds, it's more of an art form to really sell it in 30 seconds than you have on stage, for example, doing a live show where you have a good 90 minutes, 2 hours, or you're going to go into a film and you do another 2 hours. That 30 seconds is an art form. So just wanted to give a big shout out to
his mom, Marion Ross, the former actress.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
She has a book coming out. She's actually going to be in New Jersey, I think, in a couple of months. She's going to be doing some signings, too.
Thank you for remembering that, Albert. Yeah, Marion Ross, his mom. Yeah, so he was brought up around.
That's why you see him in a lot of Ron Howard movies, because he's friends with Ron Howard.
Right.
And Ron Howard, they need to cast a lot of extras.
That's another thing. Sometimes directors just have a great eye. Ron Howard has a spectacular eye. Zemeckis has a spectacular, Spielberg, Coppola certainly.
Roger Corman, nobody better.
Yeah. Oh, you
Roger
see?
Corman.
No, that's, see, no, I got to tell you something. The man is right, Albert. You are so right. Corman was way incredibly ahead of his time. It's only you would mention that, though,
right.
Frankie Five Boroughs, because you're an old soul.
And in fact, Ron Howard, as a director, got his start working for Roger Corman.
I didn't know.
So many
Everybody
people.
Did, right? Right. Yeah. I think I did a small film that Corman actually did. He was like the legend. But I mean, somebody like Scorsese. Well, I know sometimes it's anti-Italian. You feel sometimes it's too dramatic and violent. But the eye. Some directors just have that great eye.
Right.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo in the
President's
morning.
So
tweet.
Let me give you a couple of the people discovered by Roger Corman. Okay,
yeah.
Jack Nicholson. Okay, Francis Ford Coppola.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Coppola.
Okay. Charles Bronson.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Robert De Niro.
Wow.
Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
James Cameron.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, Ron Howard. And Martin Scorsese. James Horner, who did the music for the Star Trek films.
Yeah.
And Sandra Bullock.
Wow.
Okay.
Huge.
Think about that.
One guy.
It's huge.
Discovered all of those stars.
All
Can
right.
you imagine?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And then we're talking about that because of the Academy Awards at record lows rating wise. And help me out here with a phone call, which I'm going to in a second, I promise. 877-970-2999. Hi, we're streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com. But I thought Jimmy Kimmel struck the right tone. You know, they're going after him. I see the hard right going after Jimmy Kimmel. I thought he did a great job. And I thought he was, like Frankie said, funny. And I thought that it was a nice tone as opposed to previous years, you know. You can't control other actors and actresses spewing what they're going to spew. But all in all, I think people are just Frank said the films, no one cared about the films. Jeffrey Lyons said that as well. And believe me, and it is hard to do a film. So I don't mean to make light of that or demean that, but people don't care. If it's not a blockbuster, they don't care. And like all the big films that were up for nomination didn't make much money. A lot of people didn't see them. That was, of course, part of the cause. But also, they're missing hitting the core of the American public, of the true American public. And what's going to happen, and it just leads me to believe, and I may be taking it the wrong way here, what's going to happen with the midterms? Because I'm telling you, the mainstream media, the elite in Hollywood, the elitist athletes, they're missing the core and the heart of the American people.
The rapper Common, when he performed his song for Marshall, which was a great picture, I saw it yesterday, but he basically did an anti-NRA and an anti-Trump rant before doing the songs. Now, there's 8 million gun owners in the country, right?
Yeah.
There's 47% of the voting public that voted for Donald Trump. Yeah. Those gun owners like to watch movies, too. Those Trump voters, myself included, like to watch movies, too. Why would you go out of your way to alienate them?
I don't know.
You know, see, the funny thing, you mentioned Carson yesterday.
Yeah.
Carson would make fun of everybody.
Johnny.
Yeah. So, I mean, why, you know, I don't...
Thank you for bringing that up, because I meant to mention on Neil Cavuto's show on Saturday, too. It wasn't... Johnny Carson, he did this. I remember he was hosting the Academy Awards, and Johnny came out, and he had, like, swatches of colors from, like, a rug, like from a designer store, swatches. He walks out with the swatches. This was in the middle of a break, in the middle of the Academy Awards. I'll never forget this. I was in college, and I'm watching The Great Carson. And he shows up to camera. He goes, you know, my wife can't decide. Do you like the chartreuse or do you like the blue for the aprons in the house? How funny, esoteric, and bright was that? It got a huge laugh. It just broke up everybody there. It took out the monotony of the awards. Yeah. And Bob Hope before that. And you know who did a great job? You got to give a big shout out to Billy Crystal.
Yeah, you know,
Billy is such a part of that Hollywood community. And Billy was monumental in that regard, I think. So no, politics aside, people are tired of it, Frank.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, Billy Crystal really was great in doing those opening numbers, the songs and everything.
Nailed it every time.
The movies in the song. Jimmy Kimmel, I thought the one thing that I thought
doesn't
was
like
very
Jimmy.
Weak.
Like Jimmy.
No. I have nothing against him. You see, and when I've heard him interviewed, he seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that he was a radio guy. And when he was on Win Ben Stein's Money, I thought he was hysterical with Ben Stein as kind of a answer to his straight man. Yeah. But the opening that he did with that faux black and white thing, I thought that was a little weak.
I thought that was funny because I wanted to watch celebrity fights on the street with Mario Lopez. I was a little annoyed.
I thought it was okay. I think, you know, but like a Billy Crystal big opening production number like that, that was what I was hoping.
And now before we go, the president is tweeting. We're going to go to, and then I see your phone calls. We're not going to. We're going to the phone calls. I promise. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. But see, Nikki, one of our great listeners, listening down there in, I think she's in North Carolina. She goes, look, gun industry alive in the South. So many commercials, gun shows, billboards. It's unbelievable. People don't understand, and it is. It's like a whole different culture that it is down there. And I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong and what we should do, but you know what? There is an America out there that the elitists just don't understand. 13 after 8, Big Al's got some tweets from President Trump.
And now a tweet from President Donald J. Trump on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, so 17 minutes ago, the president tweeted, the new fake news narrative is that there is chaos in the White House. Wrong. People will always come and go, and I want strong dialogue before making a final decision. I still have some people that I want to change, always seeking perfection, in parentheses. There is no chaos, only great energy. Then he tweeted, total inaction on DACA by Dems. Where are you? A deal can be made. And then he retweeted two reports from the Drudge Report. The first one, a boom. USA set to be world's largest oil producer. He responded to that by saying, we are getting it done, jobs and security. And then retweeted the Drudge Report from Kim Jong-un, host Seoul envoys, first time since taking power. He said, we will see what happens, the president. And then finally, he retweeted from his son, Eric Trump, who tweeted back on March 5th, congratulations at Fox News. Fox has 15 of the top 20 shows with Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson leading the pack at first and second, respectively. CNN has become totally irrelevant, down 19% from last year with only one show in the top 25.
By the way, one just quick correction on what I said. You know, I said there are 8 million gun owners. I misspoke. There are 8 million AR-15s that are legally purchased.
So
it's a much larger number of people. that
yeah.
own guns.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Sal. Thank you, Frankie. And I go to the calls, but I love when you tweet. Listen to this. This is a construction worker, and I have a picture. We should send this out. I'll send it to you. It says, never use China rigging. Only use domestic rigging products in hardware with a cut steel with low capacity rating. Look at this. Joe Under. No, this is from our construction worker, one of our diehard listeners who we love dearly. Under no circumstances can we use anything made in China for rigging. The steel is brittle. We're not allowed to use it. So you better believe the workforce here in New York agrees with Mr. Trump. Time to start making steel here in America again. This is from a gentleman on the street working in construction in New York City. Trust me, I go back to the tweet. Trust me, nobody is complaining about the extra cost you pay for what you get. When you look up and you see loads being hoisted over New York City, just cities have 10, God, the rigging shackles are made. Yeah, you just hope the rigging shackles are made in America. Very interesting. Thank God the steel cables on the shackles are made here in America. Very interesting. There's a man who knows. 877-970-2999. Charlie Finch. Say, Professor, how are you this morning? What is on your mind, sir?
Joe, according to the spot you ran in the last hour, if Big Al keeps taking his Calitrim, he'll lose his hot flashes.
Thank you, Charlie.
Now, Kellyanne Conway is the blueberry princess, is consolidating power in the White House. She's running the show. You got the core for the two Kellys, her and General Kelly, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and, you know, the Jeff Sessions guys, Mr. Miller, Stephen Miller,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's the core four in the White House. So things, as President Trump just commented, are pretty solid in terms of who's running the show. Now let's drain the sponge. In the chat shows over the weekend, Obama Attorney General Eric Holder stated definitively that Mueller has an obstruction of justice charge against Trump. As I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, the grand jury has already indicted Trump, with no evidence, by the way. The key to this is the investigation is the cover-up. The Hill newspaper reported yesterday that the Australian diplomat who met with Papadopoulos in that bar in London was paid for by the Clintons.
Yeah, I know.
And left-wing Jane Meyer in the New Yorker this week admits that the Russians didn't hack the DNC in this big piece attacking Trump and praising Mueller, which came completely from SpongeBob. She says that someone in the DNC leaked the info. No Russians, right?
Yeah.
We've been saying this for a year. Where's SpongeBob?
I don't know.
They're alive. Yeah. Ask Rick Klein. Ask the mainstream media. There's no proof that he even exists, Joe.
You're right. Charlie Finch, thank you. Charlie's not wrong. Everything he says is right. It'd be nice if SpongeBob Mueller had a little press conference. That, where's the money? How much is he making? I've been asking that. And by the way, where is he? Let me go to Susan in Northport. Good morning, Susan. What are you thinking this morning?
Yes, good morning, Joe. What I wanted to talk about was the media, but the Hollywood people who are such hypocrites because they talk about guns and the gun grab, and they're against the wall. But let me just say, most of those high-profile Hollywood types are protected by armed bodyguards.
Yeah.
So they won't put their guns down.
Yeah,
they live
yep.
in houses and mansions that have tremendous big walls. If you look at any of the pictures online of their houses,
they are
the biggest hypocrites that walk.
Yeah,
and also I want to say that Q mentioned that we should watch for the new hot, the Hillary Clinton video that's about to come out. And I encourage people to look at Kathy O'Brien and what she claims about Hillary Clinton. And that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Susan, thank you. Keep us posted. Appreciate you listening. Selma is a dedicated listener. We appreciate Selma calling 818 with Piscopo in the morning. Selma, what's on your mind this morning?
Marvelous. You're so loyal. I'm glad. I love Lionel. Let me not tell you different.
Yeah.
But you made your ground with Mr. Scaramouche. I'm not sure about how his name is, but I heard him knock the hell out of your colleague on the other station the other day, McGurk.
Yeah.
He beat him so badly. Mr. Mooch is brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that he used that dirty word because, you know, in our country, I believe in our heart, we're Victorian. We don't want our representatives to sound like us.
You're right. Selma, thank you very much. You know, she's talking about Anthony Scaramucci. I love Mooch. I love, you know, I just love the fervor I just like, you know what, and I'm, you know what I'm guilty of too, is the drama of it all. When the president is the president, you know, I love the entertainment value of it all. And because in Washington, sometimes I think, and I've said this facetiously, 19 after 8, Mike Gallagher is going to join us at this hour, and we got some real news coming up. But I got to tell you, I think there's like a group, an inner sanctum that actually just runs the White House and runs all of us. And then no matter who goes in there, they tell the president what to do and how to do. Now, I really think like that. You know, when Barack Obama goes on, you know, when you go in there the first day, there's got to be somebody in Washington that the president turns to and goes, what do I do now? And there's somebody that has probably been there for 30, 40 years that knows what to do now. Some deep state guy. That's what I'm thinking. So when Donald Trump goes down there, he doesn't want to be told anything by anybody. I think it's much needed in this country now, and it's much appreciated for the entertainment value of it. But the bottom line is we're okay. It's all safe. As they say in Italian, tutto in ordine. Everything's all right. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Debbie, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. The calm before the storm, right, Joe?
You know, it's going to be Joe Lundberg has never been wrong on the show. So Joe says, yep, coming in, and it's going to come in like later tonight.
Right.
And I'm just going to end up hanging. And, you know, I just feel bad. The kids got no school. And now what do I think about things? Well, I should be home with my kids, hanging out with my kids. You know, they got no school. I could be with them. But I'll never make it. If I go home, 78, forget about it, Debbie. Right?
Oh, forget it. That could take hours. Hours.
And it has. It's taken me up to 3 hours, you know?
Oh, yeah. 78 could be just really terrible. Now, as long as they're in good hands, then you're okay. As long as, you know, you have your exes around to take care of them, you know, then they're good, right?
There was silence on the radio.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that they're taking care of their children.
I'll let you know. Hey, how are you? 21 after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the road. How are we doing this morning, Debbie?
Joe, let's take a spin over to the island, see what's happening here. As you head over to the Sagta Coast northbound Pine Air Drive into Brentwood, that's an accident waiting for you. Traffic is still moving very slowly as you head to the Throgs Neck Bridge, busy right into the Bronx. Pretty busy on the Deegan southbound down by the stadium. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound belt at Rockaway Boulevard with a collision there as well. Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Kew Gardens, a collision inbound side of the GWB 40, Lincoln 35, Holland 20. Outbound Lincoln is busy about 10 to 15. 206 is closed, getting up through Branchville with a head-on collision still being investigated. 9A, some down wires over in White Plains. Brought to you by Prudential. Prudential's new podcast, Everyday Bravery, brings inspiring, emotional, and deeply personal stories about finding the courage that brings out the best in us. Subscribe to Everyday Bravery wherever podcasts are available. Sunny today, tomorrow, a big mess of rain, wind, and snow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains what it takes to run for president.
The very act of running for president is narcissistic. You have to say to yourself, out of the 330 million people living in America, I am the one who's got the talent, the ability, the skills, the whatever to run this thing. You don't think that requires an ego? You don't think that requires somebody to feel pretty pleased with himself or herself? Of course it does.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
The Seton Hall Pirates are playing some of their best basketball of the season at the right time as they closed out the 2018 regular season with a one-point overtime loss to number 4 Villanova on Wednesday and a thrilling senior night victory over Butler on Saturday. And the Pirates received more good news on Monday as sophomore Miles Powell was named Big East Most Improved Player for the 2017-18 season. The Hall has earned the number 3 seed in the upcoming Big East Championship at Madison Square Garden and will face off against 6th-seeded Butler on Thursday in the quarterfinals. Tip-off is scheduled for 9:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and of course, you can hear all of the action with Gary Cohn and Dave Popkin on the radio call on your home for Seton Hall men's basketball, AM 970, The Answer. With the Seton Hall Minute, I'm Matt Sweeney.
Thank you, Matt. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 825 right now on AM 970, The Answer. All right, which political leader am I describing? Can you guess this? He's courageous, inspirational, anti-corruption, great statesman, champion of the underprivileged.
Jimmy Carter.
A man of integrity with outstanding principles, morals, and values, steadfast in standing up for his beliefs, regardless of obstacles, challenges, or political
agendas. Governor Phil Murphy. No?
You can't think of anyone, apparently.
Corzine? John Corzine? Great guy. Stand-up guy. No?
No!
Who is it?
Fiorello LaGuardia.
Oh, okay.
You know, and even if it was before your time, you keep hearing about, it's not just an airport. Fiorello LaGuardia. He was the Italian. What did he do? He used to read the comic books. There was a strike or something. He would read the comics.
During the newspaper strike.
Yeah,
the kids couldn't read the comics.
So he would go on radio
and read them.
So he was, you know.
And he'd play all the characters. He'd be Dick Tracy, and then he'd be the villains, and he'd do different voices for the different characters.
And he left office in 1945, but still people keep thinking about Fiorello LaGuardia, and now he is back like you've never seen him. The great Tony LoBianco. Tony's one of the great Italian-American actors. He's one of the great actors of our time, clearly. And he has the most distinguished stage and screen tour de force performance in, this is called The Little Flower. Now we're going to invite you to go. We're all going to be there, by the way. It's this Saturday night, March 10th, 7:30 p.m. at the Saccone Theater on the campus of Bergen Community College. You can get tickets. You can go tickets to tickets.bergen.edu, tickets.bergen.edu, or call 201-447-7428. A very special, a veteran's discount by phone only. But Jeffrey Lyons, who we love, the world's greatest critic, says it's a delight. Tony LoBianco is brilliant. Tony is, he becomes Fiorello LaGuardia on stage in a one-man show that is not to be missed. It's this Saturday, okay? 7:30 p.m. I'll see you there, right there at the Saccone Theater in Paramus. Tony LoBianco starring in The Little Flower. Once again, the phone number, 201-447-7428.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4:30 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning, 827. Al's got the local news. Oh, wait, he did it already. We don't need to do it again.
Big man with a horn.
We all got someplace to go. We all got someplace. You know, there are commercials. I'm going to give my age away. That they do. Remember the spice? That's one of Spicy Meatball. You guys are too young to remember that, right?
I remember that.
That was Alka-Seltzer.
Right.
And then the Italian-Americans got offended because it looked like two stereotypical Italian-Americans. But there are some, you know, commercials with catchphrases like that. And
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
My God, you're right.
Time to make the donut.
Where's
the beef?
You know, where's the beef?
That's a great commercial.
Can I tell you the commercial, my favorite story about, she guessed it on the show. Where's the beef, gal? Come on, you got to Google her. I'm embarrassed. I forget her name. She is long gone. But she was so great. And then she came on the show.
Clara Peller.
So I got to tell you this. Forgive me if I told it before, but I'll repeat. Unlike Al, I will repeat it if I can. Then I'll go. I got to see the phone call, and then we'll go to Al's news. Can I tell the story, Frankie? We got time.
Fine with me.
There's so much craziness happening. Let me tell you. We're on SNL. Listen to me. And Clara Peller, we're going to get it. Because Where's the Beef was all the rage. Remember in the 80s? Where's the beef? Well, it was for Wendy's, I guess.
Yes, it was.
So I had to do Ronald Reagan talking about the budget. And I was talking to like Ronald, and I did a diagram of how I was going to cut up the budget and present the budget to Congress. And she was supposed to pop up and go, "Where's the beef? Where's the beef?" Joking, laugh, ba ba boom. That was it, right? So I believe this was dress rehearsal, because if someone finds this on camera, I would just love to see it. So when you're doing SNL, and I've told this before, you are in, you have a little spot that you do your sketch on. The right next to you, literally feet away, they're mounting the next sketch. There's people walking around. It's the greatest training ground, because you try to concentrate on what you're doing on your cue cards. There's somebody going, the band is tuning up. It cannot be heard on the air, like my squeaky chair. You really can't hear it on the air, but you could hear it there in studio. And if you don't know what you're doing, you get distracted, right? So Clara's like at this point 87 or something like that, and she's the Where's the Beef lady. So the band, I'm doing this spot, and I'm doing the Ronald Reagan, and she's like she's beneath me, underneath like this counter that I have, and she's gonna pop up, and Joe Dixo, then the stage manager is gonna say, "Okay, Clara, you're on." She pops up. Where's the beef? Boom, punchline. We move on, right? So I'm doing the pitch. The band's, you know, Paul Schaefer, the guys were all queuing up the band, a couple of horns, and I'm doing the Ronald Reagan, and I'm saying, well, you know, this is the budget here, we got this, we got that. And so I see Dixo, but you know, kind of prods Clara Pella to pop up. She pops up, she goes, "Where's the band? Where's the band? Where's the band?" I'm going, "You mean beef? That's Ronald Reagan. You mean beef, don't you, Clara? Where's the band?" And Dixo's going, "It's beef, beef, where's the beef?" I said, "Okay." And they cut out of it.
That's hysterical.
I said, and I'm doing Reagan.
That's what aired?
I remember it as a dress rehearsal.
Oh,
I remember it as a dress, but if someone digs it up at NBC.com and says, "Oh, God, where's the band?" And I'm going, "Oh," and I'm trying to stay in character. "You know, Clara, I think you mean beef, don't you, honey?" Oh, it was just one of those moments.
Now, here's a trivia question for you, which I did not know until looking this up. That episode of Saturday Night Live, which you appeared on with her, do you remember who hosted that particular episode of Saturday Night Live?
You're looking at me like I got the answer, I don't.
Who hosted the Clara Peller? Robert Blake.
April 14th, 1984. It was not Robert Blake.
April 14th, 1984. Oh, come on.
Johnny Cash.
No.
It wasn't Jerry. It wasn't one of the... I have no idea.
It was George McGovern.
George McGovern?
Wow.
George McGovern? How come I don't even remember that? You see? Did I shush him? I must have shushed him like I did
Huey
Lewis.
Huey Lewis.
Yeah, maybe I was tweeting them out. George McGovern hosted... I guess that was like hip to do back then.
I mean, you don't think of George McGovern necessarily as
a host,
a hip guy.
But McGovern was in the news then, because didn't he try to run for president?
He
ran in 72, won one state, and then he tried to run again in 84.
I swear to you, there are sometimes, I'm thinking that I must have not been in sketches with him, because that's why we book, Dick Ebersole would always book like a secondary guest that would kind of pique the interest of the audience, and Clara Peller was like, she was the gal out there in all the commercials at the time. Very interesting. I remember Ed Koch coming on the show and being absolutely brilliant.
He was great. He's
brilliant.
A great performer.
He was fun. Mm. He was warm. He was funny. And he was always fun. Then Rudy Giuliani went on after I left, but Rudy went on. You know, but McGovern, I don't remember. Maybe blocking it out. Let me go to Sherman. Hey, Sherman in Harlem, New York. Good morning, Sherman. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning to you and the fantastic show. You're very welcome, sir. I wanted to remind you about a hypocrisy situation with comments, since we were talking about it a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
Really quick, there was a movie, Suicide Squad. I'm not sure if anybody watched that movie. If anyone knows about that movie, you're talking about violence beyond over the top. Common was killed in the movie 3 minutes into being into the movie in terms of his character. And so, you know, for him to, you know, be involved with any type of statement against violence, he should first look at the neighborhood and community he grew up in. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got to stick together as rational Americans. When I say we, I mean Americans, not about the skin color thing, just as American citizens that are objective and rational, because, you know, Chicago is a basket case. And I don't know why he's on national TV talking about violence where, you know, the place where he comes from is extremely violent. The men of color over there are killing each other in record numbers, and it's unacceptable.
Sherman, great phone call. God bless you, and thanks for being a great American that you are, sir, and thanks for listening to the show. Very interesting. apparently, and help me out here, Frankie, there, Barack Obama, of course, it was someone they went up against the president because he's putting his library, and then he's saying he's getting heat from some grassroots organizations in Chicago that they didn't want Barack Obama to put the library around there, or he's not hiring the right people. And Barack Obama said something along the lines of, now I got everybody coming after me. But to Sherman's point, that whole administration, I've said this time and time again, they've just abandoned the community of Chicago. I mean, what's happened? And then when there is like, that's why, and stay with me on this if you can, we'll go to Al in a second. This is why, along Sherman's point, is when they talked, what was riveting to me and heart-wrenching to me at the White House listening session, when you saw Andrew Pollack, the dad of a meadow, and then you saw the Columbine parents and the Sandy Hook parents. Oh, it broke my heart. But then it was so moving to hear about that young African American dad who lost his son, who was shot and killed in Washington D.C. You can't forget about that. So Sherman, we appreciate you enlightening us in that regard. 8:34 with Piscopo in the morning. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A motorcyclist fighting for his life after a late-night crash on Long Island. Suffolk County police say Steve Perrone crashed into a guardrail off Route 25A in St. James just before midnight. The 34-year-old Isatawkett man is in critical condition. Police are investigating the cause. Big snow on the way. The National Weather Service in Mount Holly announced Monday yet another nor'easter bound for New Jersey and Pennsylvania as well as New York. Heavy wet snow expected for portions of the Garden State and eastern Pennsylvania, with the highest totals likely in hilly areas. The official winter storm watch goes into effect tonight, with accumulations of 3 to 6 inches being the general snow amount expected across New Jersey through Wednesday. Some locations in northeastern Jersey and southeastern Pennsylvania could get more than a foot of the flakes. The Bayonne Fire Department is the first in the Garden State to supply tech to its firefighters that will let them see through heavy smoke. NJ.com reports that Bayonne Fire Department now has 24 thermal imaging cameras in its arsenal against fire, state-of-the-art gear that peers through smoke to see with infrared. These heat-sensing cams can aid in locating people trapped in smoke-filled situations as well as where best to shoot water. The department had a single older model born in the 1990s, but now all active Bayonne firefighters will be equipped with the new tech when going to fire-related conditions. In sports, Jordan Eberle tied the game with just over a minute left before the Islanders lost in overtime at Vancouver 4-3. Josh Bailey, John Tavares also scoring for the Isles. They've lost 7 straight, and they are 4 points out of a wild card spot. They'll skate in Edmonton against the Oilers on Thursday night. Stuck in traffic, W. Hames got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the downtown 3 train delays. It's all due to some ongoing issues. Somebody needing medical assistance. We're seeing delays as well on the J and the Z. New Haven line of Metro North, a 10-minute delay. And with New Jersey Transit, the North Jersey coastline suspended between Bayhead and Long Branch. It's all due to the Brielle Bridge being in the open position. Let's go over to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB 40 minutes, Lincoln 30, Holland 20. Traffic is still busy southbound New York State Thruway, heading down past Spring Valley in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on 9A, slowing down through White Plains with some down wires to deal with. And traffic is still moving very slowly. Deegan South down by the stadium. Stop and go traffic on the Belt westbound into Rockaway Boulevard. An accident blocking one lane. Sagdico slowing down in both directions at Pine Air Drive in Brentwood with an accident over there as well. Sunny today with a high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Small business never slows down, so Dell's dedicated U.S.-based advisors are ready to help with tech solutions tailored to your business, like finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877 by Dell to connect with a Dell advisor today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join my friends and colleagues here at AM 970 The Answer, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and me on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise this coming August. This is going to be an amazing journey, a great time to discuss the future of our country, all while sailing in paradise amidst the legendary Hawaiian Islands. Unlike any other cruise you've ever experienced, this will be one of the best times you've ever had. We'll sail to some of the most beautiful islands in the world. We'll see all the sights by day. Then at night, join Larry, Hugh, and me for a lively an interactive discussion on what's going on in our country while exchanging ideas about ways to chart a fresh course for our beloved nation. It's the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise, set sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, just visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com, or call 855-655-1335, 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people, every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I'm in a New York.
You know how important Mike Gallagher is, because we bumped the Michaels of Brooklyn, who we love.
You have annoyed Al.
Because
not at all, because we're going to spend 3 minutes discussing why we're not doing this.
You're annoyed.
We bumped the Michaels of Brooklyn for Michaels of Gallagher.
Frank, this is how this works. Frank says to Al, can we move the spot around? Joe says, sure. Al looks like you want to remove his kidney. He's not happy about
it. My hernia, anyway.
Your hernia starts to hurt.
My appendix.
Good morning, everybody. You guys put the diss in functional.
Have you heard about Kim Jong-un?
We
talked about it last time.
I did hear it. I said, what happened? He goes, I reported that already. Oh,
driving in. I couldn't find my parking spot, so I'm driving around listening to you.
You don't have the NYP plates?
Somebody always grabs them and hogs them. Who's the second one? Who else hogs it besides you?
We love you, Al.
I think they work down on Wall Street. No. Somebody down on Wall Street.
Well, how dare they?
And there's also an entertainment company. Is it a Saab?
I don't remember what kind it is. I know is I went through hell and back to get NYP plates, and I can't use them because you always hog the spot. So I got to go pay the $47
Al,
a day for the garage.
Al, we're just having fun with you today.
I know.
Is he a sweetheart, this guy?
He is. He's a great guy.
Big man
with a horn. Big man coming through. Big man.
Is that not the best commercial?
One of my favorite commercials
I booked him on the show now. He did a little intro for us.
The actor that does George Washington?
You're kidding. No, I had to book him. And to this point, it gets so crazy.
This is President George Washington for the Joe Piscopo Show. Listen to Joe Piscopo on AM 970 The Answer. And don't tell him you've got someplace else to go. We've all got places to go.
I love that commercial.
So,
and the boat's just slowly going across the pavement.
And easy. I watched that. You know, and this is what my thrux was. I talked to Neil about it on his show on Saturday.
Yep.
On Fox. There's so much noise. It's everybody's yelling at everybody else. And Mike, that's what I love about you as a broadcaster. I keep telling everybody listening, when I went on Mike 100 years ago, whenever it was, wherever we were in the Empire State Building, I think, and I was Mr. Democrat, Blue Dog as it was, but still a Democrat. But we had a nice discussion. And I don't understand.
You can have nice discussions. You can have important discussions. You can have discussions about guns. You can have discussions about the border. You can have discussions about all kinds of things.
I'm just saying it's getting crazy.
Each other's heads off.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it doesn't have to be so mean and nasty.
So I find myself doing a diversion, calling a guy like Jim Eskimen, I'm sorry, who does George Washington, just to lighten it up a little bit. You know?
No, nothing wrong with that. Listen, our buddy Sam Nunn kind of went on a tear yesterday, right? And he said some really disparaging things about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And I told the guys in the meeting right before I came in here, we're not going to air that.
Yeah.
Why are we going to exploit a situation? You know, if it's true, and I met Sam, he seems like a nice guy.
He was here.
And he worked
hard.
His
mom listens?
Yeah, listen, I don't know what happened yesterday, but if it's true, as has been reported, that they smelled alcohol in his breath at CNN. There's an ethical question about why are you going to put him down on TV or sit him down on the desk and spend 20 minutes with him? Oh, I know why, because he's going to probably rip President Trump and we can get some good TV out of this. Are you exploiting a guy who's at a bad place in his life? Mm. Are you exploiting somebody who is maybe in a crisis mode, who's got some kind of personal turmoil going on? I mean, he's calling New York One. He's calling everybody. And listen, he's a human being. He's somebody, somebody's son. He's a family guy. I don't know what happened yesterday. I know that most of it was sort of discredited. By the end of the night, he said, no, I'm going to cooperate. Yeah. I don't want the guy to go to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
do you report it? Do you not report it? Your point is well taken.
Well, I'll ask you, if you had somebody staggered into this studio and you're going to do a news-making interview and Frank and
Full disclosure, Five Boroughs texted me as soon as that broke. We got Sam if you want him tomorrow. I'm going, I don't want to exploit this.
I don't want to exploit it either. And my producer, same thing. I think we'd try to get him on. I said, no, I'm not even able to air some of the stuff he said because I don't think it's something he wants to be associated with. I don't think he's a bad guy. You know, you don't say things about the physical characteristics of a woman who's in the white hot spotlight of the press office. I mean,
it shows you how weak the Russian collusion case is in my mind. They'll grab, like I said, Bozo the Clown would go around and say, hey, I got something on Donald Trump. They would put him on the air. And you're right. It was a wrong move on the part of the media to even air that.
Well, I mean, it does make, if the anchor was willing to say, I smell alcohol on your breath, then they're making a public declaration that we think you may be drunk, and then it becomes, why would you put him on the air? You can't put somebody on the air who's incapacitated. And all of his friends, apparently, people in the White House outside were saying, there's something really wrong here. And this, by the way, wasn't the first appearance. Wasn't he on a show a couple weeks ago, and they thought he was slurring his words?
That's possible. Nothing like the 8 interviews we saw yesterday.
Nothing like yesterday.
Is it a concerted effort, like your old friend Lionel said, that maybe he's doing it on purpose, so Mueller just goes, oh, I don't want to talk to this guy now.
Listen, he's doubling down on the witch hunt, people say Trump is upset. I don't know that Trump is upset because Sam is like sort of doubling down on the message that there's nothing here. There is no collusion. This is a joke. And that has been President Trump's prime talking point. So, I'm starting to think that maybe it was his effort to try to put it out there. I don't know what happened. I pray for the guy. I hope he's going to be okay.
Exactly right.
And all of this stuff. I mean, and I going back to your Cavuto hit, which I saw. You know, this whole idea of Hollywood, their ratings are down 20% year to date. Now nobody at ABC likes that. You don't like to see 20% down in anything in our business, television.
Yeah.
People don't want to be preached to about politics. People don't want to be lectured to. Now, they're going to do it. There's no way around it. That's just who they are. But people vote with their feet.
I said, again, trying to be compassionate or understanding, I said, Jimmy Kimmel, I thought, did a good job. Could have been worse. He could have really went crazy. And we've seen them gone crazy before on the anti-Trump rhetoric. It wasn't that bad on the Academy Awards. There was some nice, and it was kind of nice. Still, I think they've gone too far. And now, on all the award show, and the athletes as well, they're going to say, we've had it, and you don't lecture to me anymore.
Laura Ingraham got into a lot of hot water because she used the phrase, shut up and dribble, about one of the basketball players.
Yeah, the LeBron,
that's a play on her book from 10, 15 years ago, Shut Up and Sing. The mindset being, just sing your song.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Play basketball. Do what you're paid to do, but please don't make us hate you. Yeah. We don't want to hate you. I want to like Jane Fonda. She's a great actress. I don't want her to come out there and harangue me because we don't have the same worldview.
Yeah.
A lot about tariffs, incidentally, guys, and this pushback. We've heard one side. It's like Trump against the world, as usual, on the issue of tariffs and trade. Pat Buchanan, one of the great protectionists, he says, listen, this tariffs thing is a good idea.
Yep.
He's going to tell us why.
Yep.
He joins us this morning at 10:30. We'll have to break down the Sam Nunberg appearances and an update on the shooting in Parkland, Florida. Turns out the guy didn't use the high-capacity magazine and the kind of weaponry that they said. Was there fake news involved here? Will it matter? We'll tackle that as well. So we have a busy day today, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. after the one and only Joe Piscopo.
That's it.
I want to hear all about Michaels of Brooklyn. I'm very excited. My mouth is
watering.
Thank
you. What a a pro. What a pro. Big man with a horn.
Oh, with a big man with a horn. Go ahead. Go
Mike
ahead.
Gallagher, 10 o'clock. We'll be listening, Mike. We love you, man, and thank you so much. That's spectacular. Can I do that now? And thank you, Mike, for taking the time. 8:48 right now. I did want to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Had a great time with Fred and Marianne and everybody. And Johnny was there, so we had a great time with Michael was there himself. We went to another restaurant. And I wanted to do at the restaurant we were at, I said to the guys at Michael's of Brooklyn, can we go back to Michael's of Brooklyn? Or like Michael said to me, Joe, you want us to send you some gnocchi over here? I said, yeah, I could use that a little bit. You want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants right there in the borough of Brooklyn, New York. Right there on Avenue R and Nostrand. And Russ Salzberg's neighborhood, man. Russ remembers when it was a pizza place, right? 50 years ago. Now it's one of the five best Italian restaurants. They make the, I had a friend there last night and we were showing her the kettle, these big 80-gallon kettles that they make the sauce in, you know, the arrabbiata, the puttanesca, tomato and basil, all fresh. And it's the best sauce around that everybody's buying. By the way, if I can, before we go to break, I have to tell you about Michael's on the Shelf at ShopRite. The price is right at Michael's. It's cheaper than, I don't want to mention the other brands that are competing, trying to compete with Michael's. Michael's, far and away, the best around, you're going to get the best buy, is what I see at my ShopRite. And we invite you again to go to Avenue R. Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, very easy to get to, and go to Michael's of Brooklyn Restaurant on Avenue R. and Nostrand in Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years. Debbie Duham. Debbie, we got to go out to Michael's. We're due for a Michael's trip, right?
We're going April 27th.
All right, there it is.
Oh, really? Oh, I better put that on my calendar. I did go, but Joe wasn't there the time I went.
I know. Al won't let me forget it. I know.
I know. We had fun anyway, though. Right?
My radio wife wouldn't let me forget it.
Yeah. Next to me was empty. I was waiting.
We just missed you. That's all, Joe. We just missed you.
You left an empty chair.
No. Joe rearranged everybody's schedule for that date and then goes, oh, I can't make it.
What is he supposed to do? He had to work.
I'll be saying that for the next 20 years. I have to work.
For
right,
2 months, he planned that date, and then he goes, the last minute, I can't make it.
Well, I think Mo probably said, Joe, you're in, you know, Biloxi or something like that, which
right.
I'm going to Biloxi,
that's
actually.
We're doing a lot.
We're doing a lot. We're going to tell you all about it. And yes, we will be out there at Michael's of Brooklyn.
I'll save
my seat, Al. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Yep, right off the Bell Parkway.
There it is right
okay.
there.
Yep.
8:50. Debbie's on the roads for you. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Well, let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As you head inbound at the GWB, it's 40 minutes. Lincoln, 35 in, 15 out. Over at the Holland, still 25 in. It's still pretty busy on the southbound New York State Thruway, passing by Spring Valley, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. At 287 eastbound, you're moving slowly, heading right through White Plains. 9A getting down through the area of White Plains. You do have some down wires to contend with as well. And traffic is still moving slowly on 684 southbound. That's busy right through Katona. Watch for some slowdowns on 21 north, getting up toward 46 in Clifton, 46 east at New Road in Parsippany. That's an accident. The Garden State Parkway southbound still busy at 131 with an accident just being cleared, and still busy on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike 13A all the way up toward 14, getting up through Newark. It's busy on the westbound belt by Rockaway Boulevard with a crash cleared, and the Grand Central Parkway eastbound into Kew Gardens. It's an accident over there as well. Sagdico slowing down in both directions through Pine Air Drive in Brentwood with an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duham, AM 970, The Answer.
Each week, The Larry Kudlow Show provides the latest on unemployment rates, congressional budget battles, and how all this affects your wallet. Larry Kudlow is widely regarded as one of the top economists in the U.S. So tune in to The Larry Kudlow Show, where money meets politics. Sunday mornings, 11 to 1 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Chris King with the New York Islander Minute. On Saturday night in Pittsburgh, the Islanders kicked off a four-game road trip with a 3-2 overtime loss to the Penguins. The Isles got off to a flying start, scoring the game's first goal on their very first shot.
And Jarry fell down on the Islanders' score! Tristan Jarry fell down in his crease. Brandon Davidson put it toward the net. And in just his third game in the blue and orange, he's got his first goal as an Islander.
With a game tied at 1 in the third period, Anders Lee notched his team-leading 31st goal of the year to put New York back on top.
Rolls toward the crease and goes in! Anders! fires. Lee slides it home. Another broken play goal for the Islanders.
But Pens captain Sidney Crosby scored the OT winner, spoiling a great season debut by Islanders goaltender Christopher Gibson, who made a career-high 47 saves in the loss. The Isles' next game on our airwaves is Sunday night at 7 p.m. when they visit the Calgary Flames, right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer. This is Chris King with the New York Islander Minute.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Great to have you with us. Hi. So we got 8:53. It's a crazy morning, but we love it that way, don't we? Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota. 5 minutes. Next 5 minutes. I'll give you the 9 o'clock. I'm giving you an extra minute. I'm just saying. I give you the next 5 minutes. First five callers, if you call with my Jersey accent, 855-621-9949. All European models excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. What more I got to tell you? First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'll give you the 9 o'clock, okay? It's 8:55 right now. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota has opened a brand new state-of-the-art service center. It's beautiful, beautiful service center. And when I talk to Iggy over there, he's so proud of the service center. You got to see it. Plus, you're going to love the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey. Every car that you want over there. Plus, go to Mr. Kinsella. Alex is over there. Say, Alex, I heard you on Piscopo. What do you got for me? Alex is going to tell you about the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Why am I talking like crazy, Eddie? It will make you insane! But I tell you, I'm so excited about Route 22 Toyota, and you can become a rewards member and be eligible for free lifetime oil changes. Come on, give it a shot. Route 22 Toyota, first five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Due to the game, Jay Sekulow Live airs early today at 5:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Whoa, can't you see that you're mine?
Joe Lumberger's a meteorologist, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock right now. Joey, how are you this morning, pal?
I'm good. I'm just bracing for the storm.
I know, man. So I'm trying to, you know, being the whiny little guy that I am, the whiner. I'm like Doug Weiner this morning. When's the snow coming in, Joey?
It's sounding very whiny.
Yeah, because I'm better off staying in New York, man. I'm telling you. And I say to you listening, if you're thinking about going back and forth, snow comes in. Joe, let's pinpoint it as you always do so strategically, which we
I think it comes in early tonight, fairly lightly between 8 and 10 o'clock. And it's off and on overnight. There may even be some rain and temperatures are going to be above freezing. So I think the main arteries in and out of the city are going to be okay overnight, maybe even into the start of the rush hour tomorrow. But
okay.
It's going to deteriorate after that as the storm deepens off the coast and moves northeast. I think the snow will come down fairly hard throughout the day tomorrow before ending early tomorrow night, say between 8 and 10 p.m. And when that's all is said and done, I think it's a middle-of-the-day snowstorm for us. And we're looking at 6 to as much as 12 inches around the tri-state. Obviously, the higher-end numbers are to our north and northwest.
Wow. So at the end of the commute out of town, forget about it tomorrow night. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I would.
You might be able to get in. All right. I hear you loud and clear. Joe, thank you very much. Listen, stay off the bike, please. I know what you're thinking.
I might try to sneak it in today before the snow hits.
I was talking to my doctor. I went to Dr. Vinny Boombatz. No, I went to my doctor. I got the post-op. This guy's a triathlete like you, doctor.
Okay, so he understands.
He totally gets it. He goes, Joe, do me a favor. He goes, take it slow. If you're going to do anything, uphill, walk a little bit. I go, what am I, 100 years old, Doc? I go, look at you. You're a triathlete. He goes, just don't do any curls because you work the core when you do the curls. And I said, and I don't want you to rip anything. I said, all right, Doc. So I'm listening. And this guy knows. He goes, I know this is the hardest thing for me to tell you. You understand that, Joe Lundberg,
yes,
right?
I understand.
Appreciate that. Joey, thanks for keeping us posted. Thank you so much. Joey, we love you for giving us always the right information weather-wise. Have a good day, Joey, and we'll talk to you later. Joe Lundberg right there. What do you got, Big Al?
Trump, real quick, is tweeting. The president says, lowest rated Oscars in history. Problem is, we don't have stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course.
He said, just kidding?
Just kidding.
Yeah, man,
and then he also tweeted, federal judge in Maryland has just ruled that President Trump has the right to end DACA. President Obama had 8 years to fix this problem and didn't. I am waiting for the Dems. They are running for the hills.
And he's right.
And he was not kidding.
And I think he's playing that right. 8:58 right now. When we come back, Mark Serrano is going to join us, CEO of Proactive Communications and a senior advisor to Trump 2020. We're going to see about the political ramifications of the steel tariffs. And Frankie Five Boroughs, DACA was supposed to end like yesterday.
Right.
And President Trump did all he could do. And they're going back and forth, and we're nowhere with that in that regard, correct?
And that's correct. Congress has got to act.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.